America's vaccination campaign is still a long way from returning life to normal, but it is starting to make a difference. It's happening in assisted living facilities, some of the first places where vaccines arrived. Ray Ellen Bichelle reports on a facility in Colorado that's starting to see some relief.
For the first time in nearly a year, the residents of the Haven Assisted Living Facility in the small town of Hayden have assembled in the dining hall.
Okay, here we go.
Let the games begin.
For a game of giant crossword puzzle. Everyone is wearing those ubiquitous blue masks, and they're seated about 6 feet away from each other. But they're in a room, playing a game, together. To Norma Price, that's something.
I haven't been with this many people for like a year.
Most residents got their second shots in late January. They need to wait for federal guidance and state rules to change before they can hug their relatives or throw away their masks. But for now, they can gather and laugh. Like when Sally Haskins swiftly guesses the words boa and adder, and it becomes clear the 94-year-old rancher and whiskey lover has some snake killing under her belt.
Yes, I have killed several snakes.
Because you're a hardy ranch woman.
We're out south of Mayville.
Staff there are still very much on guard. Cases are not looking good in the county. And Adrian Idsel, the director, said some residents are still afraid to leave their rooms.
Even though we've gotten our vaccines and things are starting to feel a little lighter, it's not time to let our guard down whatsoever. And COVID is still like a constant threat.
But things are looking up.
I mean, I feel like every single time that we're all getting together, it feels like history is being made.
They're gearing up for Super Bowl and Valentine's Day parties and their first field trip outside the building since the pandemic started to a private movie screening at a theater.
Y'all can come on in.
The other big change is that visitors can come indoors.
Hey, Mom.
Masked and behind plexiglass, a little like fish in an aquarium, but no longer muffled by an internet connection or phone line. Resident Deb Davis is visiting with her daughter and grandson.
It has been like a year, I think, since we've hugged. So it's been a while.
But being vaccinated feels good.
You really can do more.
Her daughter says before the vaccine, her mom would always pick up the phone. Now it's hard to catch her.
Four letters.
Back at the crossword game, the Haven is a world away from the time when the coronavirus took two of its 15 residents. Meteor, tigers, arias, Oslo. The one word that didn't come up was COVID.
We won. Did everybody get candy?
I think everybody should have candy.
I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle in Colorado.